At 31, flush with royalties from her first book, Cowboys Are My Weakness, Pam Houston made a down payment on a ranch in southern Colorado. For the next 25 years, the demands of maintaining those beautiful 120 acres at 9,000 feet required a lot of her, physically and financially. But as she says in her new memoir, all the time I thought I was taking care of the ranch was busy taking care of me. The book is Deep Creek, Finding Hope in the High Country. I'm Spencer Beckwith, and Pam Houston is with me at KUNM. Pam, welcome. Great to have you here.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You mention in passing in the book the day you dropped off the proposal for Deep Creek. What was that proposal?
My editor at Norton had said, I want you to think about a book-length adventure that you could go on. And I had made a list of book-length adventures, dog mushing to the North Pole, sailing the coast of Turkey. And then I was driving home from 10 weeks teaching in California, headed for my ranch, so excited to get home. And I thought, oh, that's my book-length adventure. That's the thing no one expected me to do. Everybody expects me to mush dogs to the North Pole. Nobody expected me to commit to a piece of ground for 25 years and let it teach me how to be a human being.
One of the questions that I think the book is trying to answer is why you made that great leap of faith personally and financially to buy this ranch.
I'm still not precisely sure myself. I mean, I fell in love with it, its beauty. I was there the third week of September, so all of the aspens were doing their dance across the 13,000-foot hillsides. It's a beautiful meadow in a high alpine park. I also think I was a little addicted to adrenaline at that time, and I think it seemed impossible that I could put 5% down, which is all I had. You said I was flush. I wasn't that flush. I had more money than I'd ever had, but it only represented 5% down, and I had no job, and I was living in my Toyota Corolla. So I think it was a dangerous thing to do, and I was addicted to danger, but I can't imagine my life otherwise now. It's too hard. It taught me how to be responsible. It taught me how to show up for something again and again, even when it was hard. The animals there have taught me how to die, how to be with the dying. It taught me there are safe places in the world, which I didn't have growing up. You know, it's taught me in as much as anything could how to just be, because I'm a doer. And the ranch insists on me being.
In your short story, Cowboys Are My Weakness, which is the title story for your first book, you say you had a picture in your mind of a perfect ranch with you standing in the doorway of it. So is this ranch at all like that ranch?
Isn't that something? Because, of course, I wrote that story
way before
I laid eyes on the ranch. I guess it is. I mean, if you read on in that paragraph, it's about the cowboy walking in to that frame. And what the ranch has taught me is I had to learn how to be my own cowboy. And that was a hard and long lesson. And so the idea that when I pull up my driveway or I'm snowed in, you know, nothing can get me, there's that real pleasure about the ranch.
Pam Houston's new book, Deep Creek, Finding Hope in the High Country, is about her life on a ranch on the Upper Rio Grande near Creed, Colorado. More from Pam at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.